بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei elaborates on six key points of Imam Khomeini's testament. June 4, 2018. Let me refer to some of the points mentioned in Imam Khomeini's testament, which is full of useful meaning. The first point is that Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi insisted in his testament on the fact that the Islamic revolution is a divine revolution. The fact that this revolution belongs to the general public is one of the best tenets of the revolution. In this regard, there is no discrimination in favor of a particular social class. The second point is about a prophecy in the Imam's testament that the revolution would spread to other places and it will liberate the Muslim world from the clutches of colonialists. That was a prediction that our magnanimous Imam had made. When we look at the reality on the ground today, we see that his prediction has been fulfilled. Imam Khomeini's opinion, the revolution, unlike other revolutions, was not to be propagated by sowing the seeds of discord in other countries or by deploying military forces, or by spreading terrorism. Spreading the revolution among other nations is to be realized through setting an example on the part of the Islamic Republic.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
In other words, the Iranian nation should help the Islamic Republic reach a point and a position that when other nations look to it, they are filled with enthusiasm and are encouraged to follow in its footsteps. Such an initiative is to occur through propagating Islamic teachings, through public support of the oppressed groups within the Muslim world, and through supporting the oppressed nations that have been downtrodden by the oppressive, arrogant powers. That is what we mean by the spreading of Islamic rule, and it has already begun. Today, other nations throughout the world have fixed their attention on the Iranian nation. They're inspired and motivated by our nation. Today, the anti-domination principles of the Iranian nation have spread to all parts of the Muslim world. If you travel to different Muslim countries, you will notice that their people have a high opinion of your beliefs, motives, and aspirations, regardless of their governments.